12 minutes to 8, let's talk about Newport, because it's the pinnacle of Newport County season, heading to Wembley to take on York City in the FA Cup, FA Carlsberg Trophy final tomorrow, I should say. They might not have got there without their army of behind-the-scenes volunteers, though. And Paul Heaney has been to meet some of them.
Newport County 3, Wealdstone 1. It's the moment county fans knew that they were going to Wembley. But that achievement involves a lot more than just the manager and the players on the pitch. John Sharp is a lifelong Newport County fan, supporting them up until the club went bust in 1989 and since they were reformed as Newport AFC.
When we formed in 1989, right, we had a big meeting in Lycett's club, and my son, he's a volunteer and all of you, he said to me, well, they want volunteers, let's do it. It was 46 of us, volunteers.
He's witnessed their fight to be allowed back into the league, their rise up the football pyramid, and now their progress to Wembley.
I've been doing it nearly 25 years. I nearly had two divorces because my wife's not interested. You know, she said I must be mad, but I love the club. Love everyone, you know, that's in there. Like I said, I've seen some change. I've seen some managers. I've seen some directors. And it's the way we treat it. I know we're volunteers, but, you know, the directors are all very good people.
And he's not alone in giving up his time for free.
Take him in the kitchen for us, right? Jill.
Hi, my name's Jill Rees. I cook the food in the hospitality. This evening we've got quite a few. We've got 35 and a meal before the match. After the match then, Wrexham will come in and Newport County will come in, and there's a hot meal for them. We have the visiting directors, our directors, and any guests of the directors, and they also have a hot meal.
Just a small matter of over 100 people to feed this evening.
Yeah, just a few.
What makes you give up your time for that? What is it about the club?
I don't know, it's probably historical. My father played for Newport County, and it's just Newport County people, I think, are just very passionate about their club.
My name's Lisa Savage, and we're currently in Bar Amber, which is our social club. I actually sort of run this social club. I'm responsible for first team nutrition, ensuring that all their meals for away games are sorted. I organise all the travel, so that includes booking all the hotels, etc.
How many hours a week are we talking here?
I would say a good 25 hours a week of unpaid work.
What on earth makes you give that much of your own free time up? What is it about this club?
I just absolutely love this club. I've loved this club. I saw my first game when I was 8. So as soon as I could start volunteering, I did, and I've done everything from selling lottery tickets to being in the office. I had a week's leave when the Wembley tickets went on sale, and I was down here every day selling Wembley tickets. So I use my leave for that. And it's just, I mean, it's occasions like the being promoted to the Blue Square Premier and Wembley that actually make this worthwhile. And it's just, and whilst those occasions may be rare, you know, when they happen, they are so very special.
It's the passion and generosity of people like John, Jill and Lisa who have enabled this club to exist. And the volunteers go all the way to the top.
Chris Blight, chairman of Newport County Football Club, joined in 2003, you know, with the season, with the ticket sales having gone the way that they did. That was absolutely wonderful, the initial sort of impulse of everybody coming to this ground and seeing queues of 200-300 yards was like the old days at the turnstiles. We've obviously come a long way in the last 9 years, and to see what's going on at the club now is just wonderful for us.
One man who's well placed to judge just how big a deal this is for the club is Tim Thraves, who as match announcer at Spittie Park has been to nearly every game, home and away, for as long as he can remember.
A few months ago you would never have dreamt that this could have happened. We've been basically in a dogfight to stay in this league with a few teams. We've achieved it, and really you take the ups and the downs. I mean, we are sort of playing to a promotion form. If you're not an optimist, you might as well pack it all up. And I think really at this club we've got basically 1,200 at the moment who are 1,200 optimists. But of course at Wembley we'll have 12,000 optimists plus.
Yeah, and we'll be joined at about 8:45 by the club president as he prepares to head off to Wembley.